Hello, this is Chris Farmer from CorporatesCoachGroup.com. Welcome to the podcast. The theme for this one is a rational approach to leadership and management. A rational approach to leadership and management. The thing that separates you from all other animals is your power to reason. It is your rational mind that sets you apart from gorillas, monkeys, tigers, and tadpoles. Other animals are driven by two factors, their instincts and the environment. But humans have an additional factor that allows us to do all the things that are distinctly human. That additional factor is the rational mind. It is the capacity to think rationally, to deduce consequences, to discover causes, and to think logically that makes us more than a mere naked ape. It is your rational mind that allows you to think about science, politics, economics, art, psychology, history, architecture, ethics, mathematics, and technology. Animals can't do any of that, but humans can, because humans are the rational animal. Be a rational animal. So the advice I would like to offer is this. Treat all problems and all people according to the principles of reason. According to the principles of reason. Apply reason to every issue and treat all people reasonably. If you don't treat people reasonably, then you are treating them unreasonably. And nobody wants to be treated unreasonably. For best results, treat people and all problems according to the principles of reason. So the next question is, what are the principles of reason? Here are a few to consider. 1. Being a rational person means primarily operating according to the facts, not your feelings. You know two things about the world around you. You know the facts and you know how you feel about them. But sometimes there is a battle between what you know to be the facts and your feelings. For example, factually you might know that you should do your homework, but emotionally you don't want to. If you were a fact-first kind of person, then you would do your homework even though you were not in the mood. But if you were a feelings-first person, you would not do your homework because you were not in the mood. So the point is this. The world operates according to the objective facts of reality. The world does not operate according to your mood, as you may have noticed. So a rational person complies with the facts. So a rational person complies with the facts. She does what she knows needs to be done, irrespective of whether she feels like doing it or not. And a non-rational person does only what he wants to do, and he puts off doing the things that he does not like doing. An irrational person operates according to his mood, not his mind. 2. Being a rational person also means being honest with yourself about the truth of the situation. Remember that facts are facts, whether you like them or not. A rational person always looks honestly at the facts, even the facts that represent bad news, even the facts that seem to suggest that your opinion was wrong. A non-rational person engages in selective perception. They ignore the facts that they don't like, and they evade the evidence that contradicts their existing opinions. So they bend and buckle the facts to suit their assumptions. A non-rational person gets angry or upset when the facts prove him wrong. He fights all efforts to force a change of his opinion. But on the other hand, a rational person is empowered to find out that his old thinking was wrong. And he is very keen to update his thinking and to reformulate his theory on how the world works. 3. A rational person thinks first and then acts. Rational Rachel says to herself, I will figure out what the right thing to do is and then I will do that. I want to do the logically right thing. A non-rational person acts first, and then, after he has acted, he tries to justify his actions. He acts according to whatever emotion is prevalent in the moment, and then, after he has done something naughty, because he felt like doing it, or eating it, or saying it, then he proceeds to try to justify why it was okay. Irrational Eric says to himself, I act according to how I feel, and then, because I did it, it must be right. In summary, treat all problems and all people according to the principles of reason. Being a rational person means primarily operating according to the facts, not your feelings. A rational person is not driven into action by their momentary emotions. Being a rational person means being honest with yourself about the truth of the situation. A rational person thinks first and then acts. A rational person does not act on whim. So treat all people and all problems according to the principles of reason. We call this principle running on reason. Thank you. This is Chris from CorporateCoachGroup.com signing out.